This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. Muslim groups have become experts in expropriating concepts and terminology formerly used only by and for Jews, and trying to twist them into their own fevered story of victimization. The latest Muslim expropriation effort involves a comparison of the treatment of Jews in Germany of the 1930s with the report by Britain's MI5 that over 2,000 British Muslims are involved in terrorism. You can see how very much the declaration that Muslims are involved in terrorism is just like Hitler's lies that Jews were conspiring to destroy the German economy, murder German Christians, and take over the world. Why, the two are almost exactly identical, except for the fact that one is absolute lies and the other is the truth. The head of the Muslim Council of Britain came up with these talking points, and other British Muslim groups have jumped on the bandwagon. He said,
"Every society has to be really careful so the situation doesn't lead us to a time when people's minds can be poisoned as they were in the 1930s.
Then another spokesman made sure to keep the meme going strong.
"What you had in the 1930s was all sorts of popular fictions were spread about the Jewish community that they were responsible for all ills that were occurring to Germany."
And just in case you didn't get the Nazi analogy, Asghar Bukhari of the Muslim Public Affairs Council told the BBC that yes, it's just like the 1930s. Muslims are the new Jews, and Britons are the Nazis. According to Bukhari, the UK is sheer hell for Muslims.
"Islamophobia is on the rise within Britain. Muslims are feeling threatened. They are threatened. They are being vilified and demonized, and there's no doubt about it. Anyone who claims that's not happening is not living in the real world."
Yeah, I'm thinking that the people who aren't living in the real world are the Muslim spokesmen like Bukhari.
"The trouble is that the Islamist terrorist is the biggest threat the country faces."
Says who?
But we're not done with the victimization.
"The greatest threat to life and limb from illegal acts in this country is the Islamist terrorist."
Yes, but.
Yes, but. Always the qualifications. And last, our intrepid BBC reporter questioned the timing of the MCB's statement on Nazis. It is the eve of the anniversary of Kristallnacht, as well as the week of Veterans Day in the US and Remembrance Day in Europe. Bukhari denied that the timing was deliberate. Here's the thing about that statement. The MCB is the group that boycotted the Auschwitz liberation ceremony 2 years ago because it wasn't inclusive. The head of the MCB knows perfectly well the symbolism of the timing of their current Nazi analogy. Let's not pretend. Muslims have been working for decades to expropriate the language of the victimization of Jews, starting with the term anti-Semitism, which was specifically coined to mean anti-Jewish hate. They moved on to try to steal the language of Zionism. The Israeli law of return has been warped into the Palestinian right of return, and they've been working hard to try to take the language of the Holocaust and apply it to Muslims. A year or two ago, the news media was hopping with article after article how Muslims are the new Jews. Thankfully, that trend seemed to pass, because today, yesterday, and tomorrow, the new Jews are still the same old Jews. And for proof, we go to Prague in the Czech Republic, where on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, the night when thousands of synagogues were destroyed throughout Germany, the night where thousands of Jews were murdered or committed suicide, and the night where thousands of Jewish businesses were destroyed and looted, this year, a few hundred neo-Nazis marched on the Jewish quarter of Prague to spread the word that the new Jews are still, and always will be, the Jews. The neo-Nazis came armed with batons, truncheons, axes, and Molotov cocktails. But there is a difference this time. This time, the Europeans didn't stand by and watch it happen. Busloads of German skinheads were stopped at the border by the Czech police. Hundreds more skinheads were stopped at the subway station and prevented from marching on the Jewish quarter. And the ones that made it through? Well, some of the Czechs made a point of not welcoming neo-Nazi hate. Blood was spilled on the streets of Prague, and it wasn't Jewish blood. So when the Muslim Council of Britain and its spokesman, as well as the Muslim Public Affairs Committee, go on about how the British treatment of Muslims today is just like the treatment of German Jews in the 1930s, I'm going to call bullshit on it. In fact, I'll call bullshit on all of the Nazi comparisons.
Tell me I'm lying.
You're lying.